Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, October 3rd, 2024. Welcome to Day 1353. Joe Biden's student loan forgiveness program can proceed after a federal judge let a temporary restraining order expire. The lawsuit was brought by seven Republican-led states that argued the Biden administration's rule would be detrimental to income tax revenue. U.S. District Judge Randall Hall, however, found that Georgia lacked standing to sue because the state failed to show it would be harmed by the plan to forgive $73 billion in student loan debt held by millions of Americans. Instead, Hall directed the case to be transferred to Missouri. The Republican-led states asked a federal judge in Missouri to rule by Friday on whether to continue blocking the proposal. Moving on, Trump promised to revoke temporary protected status and deport the Haitian migrants who are legally living in Springfield, Ohio, if he's reelected in November. Following a 7.0 magnitude earthquake in Haiti in 2010, which killed around 220,000 people, Obama added Haitians to the TPS program, which allows migrants to stay in the United States when their countries are unsafe to return to. Despite spending weeks spreading debunked conspiracy theories that Haitian migrants were eating pets in Springfield, Trump continued to disparage them, saying that placing thousands of migrants in the town doesn't work, adding, "You have to remove the people. You cannot destroy. We cannot destroy our country. You had a beautiful, safe community. Everyone's in love with everybody. Everything was nice. It was like a picture community." Trump also falsely claimed that more than 30,000 migrants have moved into Springfield in recent years, but the number is between 12,000 and 15,000 in the entire country, not just that city. He has also previously said he wants to deport between 15 and 20 million immigrants if he's reelected. And finally, a former Colorado County clerk was sentenced to 9 years in prison for tampering with voting machines under her control during the 2020 election. Tina Peters was convicted of 4 felony and 3 misdemeanor charges for allowing MyPillow chief executive Mike Lindell, a pro-Trump activist and prominent promoter of the false claims that voting machines were manipulated, to use another person's security card to access the Mesa County election system in May 2021. The county's machines later had to be replaced when data, including passwords for the machines, were posted online. Judge Matthew Barrett told Peters before handing down his sentence, "Your lies are well documented and these convictions are serious." He also called her a charlatan who used her time in office to peddle snake oil. He told Peters that the damage is immeasurable and that he is convinced you would do it all over again if you could, saying that she is as defiant as a defendant as I've ever seen. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.